Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi once again with Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 17 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. For what day are we on? This is, well, it's day 17, but in the time machine, we are on July 12th, T-minus 56 days and counting, and we have got our list of candidates for the next developer advocate position, senior developer advocate position, I should say. The position has been posted for a while, and we've got a long, long list. Reviewed it with my boss, about 250 candidates. I told you about, you know, how you want to be recognized on that name so you have the chance to do a phone screening or a potential interview. Well, they had asked me and said, hey, I had said, who's doing the interviews? Oh, it will be Derek, our manager. It will be Lily, his peer. It will be Mark, their boss. I said, you know, you really should have somebody on our team to interview these people. Rather than saying, surprise, guess who we hired? It kind of bothered me that the way they were going. And when I heard the discussion about a panel interview to make things more efficient, that sent up red flares. In fact, in front of the whole team, I just sounded out a resounding no, no, no. Do not do panel interviews. And everybody said, why? And I started citing some of the reasons that I remember from, I think it was a 2007 podcast of Manager Tools, and even sent my boss a link to that particular episode. And they backed off on the panel interview, but I never did get called to do any part of the interview. The next thing I know, we were scheduled to do a panel review of one of the top candidates' demos and decks and content and find out how they fit in. Now, this is somebody who is already an employee. We've known this person for several years. They've made a very good impression on us, but that doesn't exclude us from doing the interview that was indicated. I had a really cringy feeling about how all this went. It wasn't a panel interview. In fact, we had kind of a prep meeting. It says, don't ask any of the standard questions, like give me an example of, and I'm like, oh, thank God, at least they're asking behavioral style interview questions, or tell me a time about, like, that's the way I want to see them fit in. But, I have very strong feelings when it comes to interviewing, even though my time as a formal time as a manager was fairly limited. I took it very seriously because the two most important things a manager does is hiring and retaining by showing results, you know, results and relationships, and all of that fits into management. If you don't hire well, you're going to be stuck with a mistake for a while because it takes a lot longer to get somebody, you know, a false positive out. And I'm not disappointed with the person we settled on, not in the least. I'm disappointed at the process that we went through. And it felt kind of sly and underhanded to me. So that's the way it went down on September 12th. I'm going to come back with September 13th. We're getting a little closer to the end. I know it seems like we're going one day per one day, but it will accelerate very quickly in about a week. So I'm going to put the pedal to the metal, definitely finish this before we, when we get to Dragon Con, it'll all be done. And there's still going to be a couple days left, because remember, Dragon Con is before my final day. So I may have to give you some updates. You may have to go to the freestyle site. I don't know how long Craig is going to run the Dog Days podcast, the feed, but we'll see. We'll see. And listening to everybody else, thank you, everybody, for all of your hard work and dedication. Looking forward to hearing the next ones. I listen to them nearly as quickly as they come in. I was cleaning the pool filter out this afternoon. Very hot sun beating down upon me. I put on a big old hat and was spraying those filters for probably close to an hour as I listened to Michael's 20th anniversary show. Congratulations, buddy. That is a wonderful milestone. I know we're going to have a few. There aren't many people that can say they've been podcasting for 20 years. Even in the next, 6 months, there aren't that many people that are still around that started a podcast and are still going. So good on you. I will be in that club. God willing, I'll make it to December. My anniversary is December 8th when I did my first ever podcast. Thank goodness I don't have that one anymore. It was sad. Like the first month and a half was just really... there's some shows you don't want on the air, and those are them. So I look forward to hearing everybody else in the morning. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Bye.